in the limelight.
Anyone supporting democracy the way it should be, the rule of law, and wanting Morales returned as Bolivia's legitimate president risks arrest and imprisonment on phony charges of terrorism and/or sedition. U.S.-installed fascist tyranny replaced Bolivia's first indigenous president, the CIA gaining another imperial trophy. Stay with us with an article in this regard by Stephen Lindman, author and political commentator, which appeared on Press TV News website. The article is titled, Why the Trump Regime Toppled Bolivia's Evo Morales. In a word, he wasn't their guy in La Paz, Bolivia's political capital. He didn't surrender the sovereign rights of the nation and people to U.S. interest. He was democratically elected and re-elected 4 times, serving from January 22, 2006, until stepping down on November 10, 2019 to avoid greater CIA-orchestrated violence, vandalism, and chaos. U.S.-installed, unelected, illegitimate, political nobody hardliner Johnny Inez replaced him, supported by Bolivian military and police junta power. A state of siege exists in the country, heavily armed security forces patrolling strategic areas in La Paz and elsewhere. The coup d'etat regime is going all out to eliminate challenges to its illegitimate power grab. Anyone supporting democracy the way it should be, the rule of law, and wanting Morales returned as Bolivia's legitimate president risks arrest and imprisonment on phony charges of terrorism and/or sedition. U.S.-installed fascist tyranny replaced Bolivia's first indigenous president, the CIA gaining another imperial trophy. Morales' own words defined him. In 2010, Fidel Castro said he denounced NATO, a warmonger institution, using arrogant and uncouth language, proclaiming its right to intervene in any country of the world wherever its interests were being felt to be threatened. Castro added, "The U.S.-dominated NATO ignores the fate of billions of people and the real causes of poverty and suffering of most of the planet's inhabitants." Morales stated, "Truth that will go down in history," saying, "Welcome to Bolivia, land of Tupac Katari, land of Bartolina Sisa, of Simon Bolivar, and of so many men who fought 200 years ago for the independence of Bolivia and many countries in the Americas. More than 180 years had to go by for us to make some profound transformations and incorporate these historically excluded sectors in Bolivia. And I hope I am not mistaken. I think it is the only country, not just in Americas, but in the entire world where 50% of the ministers are women and 50% are men. After the constitution was approved by the Bolivian people in 2009, the most excluded revived people, those that were the indigenous movement, now they are represented in the plurinational legislative assembly as well as in the departmental assemblies. We permitted these indigenous brothers and sisters who were left out and condemned to extermination to be present. That had never happened before." Former U.S. Ambassador Manuel Roca said, "Don't vote for Evo Morales. Evo Morales is the Andean Bin Laden, and the coca growers are Taliban." Such accusations bend the truth out of shape. Hardliners in the United States and Latin America falsely claim a danger in the Andes, threats to democracy, to human rights in Bolivia under Morales. Castro added that out of sheer modesty, Evo didn't speak of colossal advances obtained by the Bolivian people in the matters of health, adding, "In the ophthalmological field alone, some 500,000 Bolivians had eye surgeries. Health services reach all Bolivians, and about 5,000 general comprehensive medicine specialists are being educated and will shortly be graduated. that sister country of Latin America has more than enough reason to feel proud. In his September 24, 2019 address to the UN General Assembly, Morales said, "We meet in this forum to discuss and find solutions to the serious threats facing humanity and life on the planet. Millions of people face poverty, hunger, no potable water, losing their homes, forced displacement, more refugee crises, and new armed conflicts. The arms race, military spending, technology at the service of death, and the unscrupulous arms trade have increased. The financial system remains undemocratic, inequitable, and unstable, which privileges tax havens and the banking secrecy that subjects weak countries to accept conditions that perpetuate their dependence. Inequality, hunger, poverty, the migration crisis, epidemic diseases, unemployment are not just local problems. They are global problems. Transnational companies control food, water, non-renewable resources, weapons, technology, and our personal data. They intend to commercialize everything to accumulate more capital. The world is being controlled by a global oligarchy. Only a handful of billionaires define the political and economic destiny of humanity. The root of the problem is the predatory capitalist system. The responsibility of our generation is to give the next a fairer and more human world. That will only be achieved if we work together to consolidate a multipolar world with common rules, defending multilateralism and the principles and purposes of the Charter of the United Nations and international law." Under Morales' leadership, Bolivia's economic growth increased fourfold. Its unemployment Latin America's lowest at 4.2% in 2018. Extreme poverty fell from 38.2% to 15.2% in 13 years. Life expectancy increased by 9 years. The minimum wage rose from $60 to $310. The gender gap in land titling for women was reduced. 138,788 women received land in 2005, and 1,011,249 up to 2018. Bolivia ranked third in the world with the highest participation of women in parliament. More than 50% of parliament is made up of women. Bolivia was declared a territory free of illiteracy in 2008. School dropout rate fell from 4.5% to 1.5% between 2005 and 2018. Infant mortality reduced by 56%. Legislation was passed to provide free medical care for cancer patients, and key natural resources were nationalized. Morales' ruling Movement for Socialism, MAS, party opposed U.S. sanctions, war on Cuba, Venezuela, and other countries. Morales concluded his 2018 address at the UN General Assembly saying, "We ratify our commitment to consolidate a new world order of peace with social justice, in harmony with Mother Earth to live well, respecting the dignity and identity of the peoples." All of the above made him a market man for removal by partisan hardliners in Washington wanting him replaced by pro-Western puppet rule. Self-exiled in Mexico, his democratic election voided, facing arrest on bogus terrorism and sedition charges. If he returns home, the struggle for Bolivia's soul continues in his absence.